My name's Andy Petros, and I'm the specialty unit lead for the paediatric and neonatal intensive care units, and I'm the director of the CATS service, the Children's Acute Transport Service. The CATS service is a unique service. It's a model which had not been adopted in the UK until we started it off, and it provides care at the point where the child is in an A&E. It provides intensive care for them and brings them into an intensive care unit. I supervise and organise and coordinate all the people who work within CATS, 10 consultants, 10 regular nurses, and a rotating group of about 30 nurses who come from all the hospitals in North London. I liaise with people outside the trust, and I make sure it just sort of ticks over every day. But occasionally also I'll go out and do some retrievals of the sick children as well, just to keep my skills up. We take any child between the age of 0 and 16, any child that's critically ill that needs ventilation in particular, i.e. a breathing machine, any child who has blood pressure as a problem, who has got sepsis, who has had road traffic accident damages like that, any metabolic problems, anybody who goes into a casualty, they'll be resuscitated there, and then for continuing care, intensive care, they'll call CATS, and then CATS will find a bed either at St Mary's Hospital, the Brompton Hospital, or Great Ormond Street. The children coming to intensive care, they're not aware of what's going on because they're asleep and sedated. What it's like for parents to come in is quite a different matter. They're obviously much more surprised by the environment, and we try to minimise that. Because it's so high tech, there's lots of bleeps and sounds going off, a lot of people walking around quickly. They're all very busy and very preoccupied to, you know, get the job done.
You've been listening to a podcast produced by Great Ormond Street Hospital in November 2010. If you've enjoyed listening to this, visit our website to hear more interviews from people who work here. This podcast does not constitute health or medical advice and will not necessarily reflect treatment at other hospitals. No liability can be taken as a result of using this information.